Okay, welcome back to Fighting Knights Football on 980 AM and also on KNPRSports.com via streaming. And we're from Lee Barnes Stadium this evening, and it's the Havasu Fighting Knights hosting the Lee William Volunteers. And right now, we have a tie ball game, Bill Beckman.
And I have to compliment you on your wardrobe change there, Mr. Greeley. That was quite a nice job in the break there.
Yeah, if everybody stays away from you.
Watch out for the flying elbows.
All right, here we go. Big play for the Havasu Fighting Knights. Fourth and nine after the timeout. They decided to go for it.
Oof.
Halo jumps in a world of trouble. And right now, he is going to be stacked up. He didn't go down, but it's going to be a sack, Bill.
Yeah, in the grasp, as they say.
Yeah. So right now the Knights, looking good after the timeout, decided to go for it on fourth and nine. And the Lee Williams defense, they did a great job with the stuff of quarterback Halo Jump.
Yeah, really, he's been most successful when he gets the ball out right at the, you know, right away with the quick passes. And that, having the plays developed down the field, has not been a real successful for them tonight.
All right, so Lee Williams, they bring their offense back on the field.
Another,
the ball at the 48-yard line. We got some personnel changes coming in.
Uniform situation. His pad was uncovered. You're not allowed to do that in a high school game. You can have no plastic showing ever.
So. All right, here we go. It's going to be first down for the Volunteers.
Oh, nice.
And the nice defense.
Wow.
Almost corralled the runner.
Life.
He does such a great job breaking tackles. You know, and he's probably, if not the fastest on the field, he's got to be in the top two or three.
Absolutely.
And so nice run by Life getting some extra yardage on the ball carry.
Knights had great penetration. They had him 5 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He was able to break two tackles and scramble for a first down. That was a heck of a run by Mr. Life.
All right, here we go. It's going to be first and 10 now. Inside Knights territory down to the Havasu 42. And the ball carrier is sliced again, number one, still on his feet, and finally brought down after a nice gain of 8 yards.
Yeah, why not? Just keep feeding the beast, you know?
Exactly.
He's been very productive all night in all aspects of the game. So
here we go. It's second and short now for Lee Williams.
Leist is coming off the field, getting a little water break, it looks like. Knights have to take advantage of this. Get some penetration and try and get a negative down out of Lee Williams here.
Clock moving down to 7:30 to go here in the first half. And it's going to be Quinn in the gun. And now we have a flag on the field.
Ball start on Lee Williams.
You know, it's a big deal. I mean, second and two, now second and seven.
Yeah, I mean, it's the pre-snap penalties are the bane of all head coaches' existence. It's the worst play for them ever. Just you can get nowhere that way.
All right, so it's going to be second and seven now. The ball inside the 40 at the Knights 39-yard line, and it's going to be Quinn taking the ball himself and doing a good job picking up the first down and a few more yards.
Yeah, I think that's only his second or third run of the night, so that's a big pickup for him. The one was kind of an off-schedule scramble that he picked up a few yards, and then he had, a designated run that he tried to go up the middle and got a few yards. But that was a nice pickup by him. Got the first down, and the Lee Williams are definitely moving the ball.
All right, first and 10, under 7 to go in the half. 14-14 is our score. The ball at the 28-yard line of Havasu. Lee Williams right now on offense. Quinn in the gun. Gets the snap. Going to hand it off to his favorite running back. And this time, least is jacked up at the line of scrimmage.
Number eight for Havasu Knights, Ethan Adler with a heck of a tackle. Did not let Mr. Lice get going and stopped him right at the line of scrimmage.
So it's going to bring up second down and 10 now for Lee Williams. Call coming in from the Volunteer sideline. Quinn in the gun. He's got twins to his right, twins to his left. Lice is a single setback directly behind the quarterback. Quinn gets the ball, fake handoff, screen pass to the far side of the field, and it's caught and scampering down the sideline for a nice gain of about 8 yards.
Number 15, Colin Taylor.
It looks like trying to get his number. His lineman's in the way.
Okay, that's
number nine. Okay,
yeah,
number nine by the catch, Landon Duenga.
So the Volunteers now, they're in a third and short situation.
That was a nice fake. The
it was a nice defense play.
Nice defense collapsed on the run. And
well designed.
Yes.
The ball at the Knights' 20-yard line. Third and two now for Lee Williams. Same formation. Twins to the right, to the left, and Williams, Quinn for Lee Williams. It looked like there was a mix-up, like he was looking to hand the ball off, Bill, and he did the right thing. He did the right thing. He put two hands on it. He tried to gain a yard or so, which he did, but it's going to be short of the first down, so here we go. Fourth and one. Now, you know what Coach Carl Thompson would do.
Absolutely.
Right? So,
in the high school game, you're in no man's land because you can't punt. And, you know, your field goal kicker, you're asking a lot out of a high school football kicker.
So Coach Reagan is going to go for it for the Volunteers, fourth and one, and we have a flag. Oh, boy.
Oh, no, they're offside tonight.
Havasu. Oh, they jumped.
Womp, womp, womp.
Well, that's going to pick up the first down.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Lee Williams.
And it puts the ball inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. So first and 10 now for the Volunteers. Quinn looks to pitch the ball, and he drops it, but he's able to recover it. And, there was a little fumble going on, but Quinn just jumped on it. And it's going to be a loss of a couple of yards, but the big thing is the Volunteers were able to recover the fumble.
Yeah, the Knights' right side of that defensive line got some really good penetration that blew that play up from Jump Street and were able to force the fumble, but unfortunately Quinn was able to get on it.
Here we go. Second down now for the Volunteers. 13 yards to pick up the first down at the Havasu 17-yard line. Under center, Quinn, he's going to hand the ball off.
That's it.
That's right. And a couple of yards on the pickup by number one, Lucas Lice.
Yeah, we're going to have to continue to gang tackle Mr. Lice because he is hard to bring down one-on-one for sure.
He's a junior, Bill. 5'11", 195 pounds, and we know he has some wheels.
Yeah, he is very fast. He gets to that outside in a hurry.
Third and 10. Could be four down territory. I mean,
again, you're asking a high school kid to kick a 35 yarder.
Yeah, so, you know, you got the scores all tied up at 14-14. 3:30 to go here in the first half. Now we have a shift on the offense. Trips to the right of the quarterback, Quinn. And he's looking to throw the ball. He's got a man open on the near side of the field. And the Havasu defense sifts it out. And he is tackled for a very short game.
Carter Devitt with a really nice play to come up and disrupt that play right from the Jump Street. They fake the handoff to Lice up the middle to freeze that defense. But Mr. Devitt was not impressed and stayed at home. Good play.
Yeah, so the nice defense doing a great job forcing this fourth down. And it's going to be a field goal attempt, Billy.
Wow.
So the ball's at the 14-yard line. So it's going to be a 31-yard field goal attempt.
Yeah. The heck of a...
And it's number 16, Flummer.
Flummer.
Waiting for the snap. Good snap, good hold. The kick is up. And it... Oh!
Boink.
It doinked. And there was, I thought there was a whistle even before the snap.
It sure sounded like it to me.
Yeah, I don't know what they're going to come away with on this.
There was a flag down in the end zone, so I don't know if they maybe got them to delay a game.
Yeah, so that's going to back it up, right? Now the ball is at the 19-yard line.
No, it'll be at the 26. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. They're spotting it at the 26, so it'll be a 36-yard, but
yeah.
I tell you, he had plenty of leg.
He did have some leg. The first kick hit the crossbar.
Yeah,
but it wasn't a play anyway because of the penalty, and now going to go for a 36-yarder, and the kick is up,
no good.
And it's a little low.
Oh,
no good. We have some injured players on the field. Havasu, they were trying for the full block on that.
Joel Zuniga down.
Yeah, there's an injury on the field. With that, we're going to take a timeout ourselves. Our score, 14-14. Havasu will have the ball when we come back.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa, every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or is something fresh off the grill? Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
Bradley Ford is driven by excellence, and we're dedicated to you. Hey, this is Robert Patch, General Manager of Bradley Ford. We offer a wide selection of new and used quality vehicles, including popular models like the Ford F-150, Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and Mustang. And now we have more to choose from than ever before. Our highly trained service providers at Bradley Ford believe in building lasting relationships with their customers. See us in person or visit BradleyFord.com.
Bradley Ford.
There's still a timeout on the field. We have an injured player on the Havasu side. And as they're tending to him, just a reminder, 14-14 is our score. 2:15 to go here in the first half. And it's going to be first and 10. The Knights will have the ball from their own 20-yard line. I want to thank, actually, your employer, Bill Beckman.
Mr. Bradley.
Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, along with Riverview Auto Sales. Serving the tri-state area with a solid commitment to their customers, providing quality new and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. The Bradley Auto Group, your friends and neighbors serving our community for over 29 years. You can go to BradleyFord.com, BradleyChevrolet.com, or better yet, check out the dealerships in person. All three of them are along Highway 95 in Lake Havasu City. I want to thank Havasu Pest Control. Boy, they've been with us for a long, long time, Bill, as a sponsor. Since 1972, not as a sponsor, okay, but
in town.
Doing business in town, they have professional pest and weed control. From one-time applications to monthly maintenance to specialty services like bed bugs, pigeon control, and we need that, wildlife, and a lot more. If something is bugging you, Bill Beckman, call Havasu Pest Control. You can call or you can visit Havasu Pest Control on the web at HavasuPestControl.com.
Did they ever get any of the JBL spray is what I want to know.
The JBL spray.
Yeah.
I think JBL, is that like an extinct species?
I haven't heard from them in a
could
while.
Be, so. Could be. All right. I want to thank the Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, representing clients in matters involving bankruptcy, personal injury, and wrongful death. Business formations, commercial, and general litigation, located inside the Woods Professional Building on McCulloch Boulevard in Lake Havasu City. Check out the website, KenMoyerLaw.com. That's KenMoyerLaw.com. And the injured knight is up with some assistance, and they didn't bring the cart out on the field.
Yeah, it looks like a lower body injury. We, of course, never speculate, but he still looks to be in some quite a bit of discomfort. So they brought the cart out. He's a big fella to have to carry all the way to the sideline.
It's a good sign that he, you know, he didn't get up on his own necessarily, but it was just a little assistance from the coaches and players. So sad to see anybody go down.
Good sportsmanship from the Lee Williams side of the field. They were up and clapping for the youngster, so that's always nice to see.
All right. So let's set it up for you one more time before Havasu takes the field. It's 14-14.
2:15 left in the
half. Yeah, 2:15 left to go in the half. And Havasu will have the football first and 10. The ball spotted at the Havasu
20-yard
line. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah, because the the ball is inside the 20 and you try for a field goal and you're unsuccessful, it comes out to the 20-yard line.
Yes, that is correct, because that was a 36-yard attempt.
Yeah,
and you know, I where we're sitting, it was the kick was low, but the leg was pretty decent. I think he had some distance on the ball, but couldn't elevate it high enough to get over the goalpost.
The first kick, he hit the upright pretty much more than halfway on the way up. So, I mean, that he's got the leg for that. For
jumps
sure.
in the gun.
Oof.
Right out of the bat, going to throw the ball, and it's going to be a completed pass all for about 2 yards.
Yeah, he telegraphed that one again. So I'm a little worried when he scares down that quick pass like that.
Yeah, Luke Johnson on the catch. Brings up second down, 7 to go for the Knights. Jump, rolling to his right, sees a man down in the middle.
Nice catch,
right in the middle of traffic also, and that's going to be a first down for Havasu.
Carter Devitt, we've been calling his name quite a bit tonight, so very nice. He went up, got that ball, and was able to bring it in.
Yeah, he went up, elevated himself, and he had 3 defenders around him, was able to secure the ball, and once again a first down for Havasu.
Good job by the quarterback to throw that ball only where his player could get it. Because he was
41
covered.
Clock moving down to 1:40. Jump rolls to his left. Got a man open on the far side and kind of bobbled, and it's going to be incomplete. The intended receiver on that was number 12, Luke Johnson, and it's going to bring up second and 10 now for the Friday night. Got plenty of time, Bill.
Yeah. He's still have 2 timeouts. We've only used 1 so far.
Yeah, and Thompson does a great job with managing the clock.
He really does.
Always has. So with 1:31 to go here in the first half, it's 2nd and 10 for Havasu.
Ooh.
And this one is going to be picked off. Devitt is jumped, not on the same page, and it's going to be brought in for a pick 6. So Lee Williams responds with another interception for a touchdown.
Cooper Cronk with the interception. And
you just like saying his name.
I do, but that was I have to Halo overthrew that a bit, overthrew his wide receiver, and Cooper said, "Thank you very much, Mr. Halo. I'm going to take this to the house."
And so he did. And right when Havasu had some momentum going and, you know, had control of the football with under 2 minutes to go in the half, moving it down the field, the interception and the pick 6. Right now our score is 20-14 in favor of the Volunteers. And out kicking for the Volunteers, Mr. Flummer for the extra point attempt. Waiting for the snap. Good snap, good hold, kick is up, and it's drilled right down the middle.
That is a big foot, too. He was.
Yeah, it'd be interesting if they get in another situation, Billy, where there's, you know, anywhere from a 25 to 35-yard field goal possibility. You would think by what they did earlier that they would put him out there again in that situation.
The way that kick looked there, I wouldn't hesitate.
No, that would have went easily for about 35 yards.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Havasu now, they'll get the ball back on offense. Minute 20 to go in the first half. Going back for the Knights, Spencer Abera number six.
Need a big return is what we need now.
Along with number 84, Noah Smith. And Lee Williams, their kicking team, not out on the field at this time. So no timeout taken. I don't understand why there's a delay while the whistle's not blown by the officials and say, hey, come on, let's kick this ball off. Yeah, Lee Williams comes down the field, ready to tee it up.
Yeah, that's the officials being very generous to Lee Williams from the timing there.
So the Knights looking to do something positive before halftime, down by 7, 21-14. Slummer tees the ball up. Officials say, let's go. And here's the kickoff, and it's a good kick inside the 5-yard line. The Barrett takes it. He's across the 10, 15, 20, 25, 30.
Come on.
And he is brought down just shy of the 40-yard line. And once again, we have a number of kids out there on the field tonight that do fly.
Yeah.
The Barrett is one of them.
We got a penalty marker down at the 23-yard line. I think it's going to be a hold.
Yeah, that's the indication. Holding against Tavisu. Where did the hold happen at?
21.
Yeah.
Or 26, I'm sorry. So it's going to take it back to about the 16.
Looks like the line judge is limping a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes the officials, they'll get cramps and they'll injure themselves and tweak something, right?
Yeah. I feel the pain.
All right, with 1:13 to go here in the first half, the Knights will have the football at their own 19-yard line. It's going to be first and 10. Jump in the shotgun. Kyle Crow to his right. Twins to the left. It's going to be first and 10 now for the Knights. Jump gets the snap. Screen to the far side of the field, and it's sniffed out by the Volunteers. Good job by the Lee Williams defense.
It's going to be a loss of 5 on the play. They were not fooled by that play at all. I think Mr. Thompson's just going to milk this clock and go in and lick their wounds at halftime at down 21. You don't want to make a mistake here and get another pick 6. So,
yeah,
I would
Taylor
suspect
the,
there. Going to be a run.
The receiver had nowhere to go on that screen pass.
Yeah. And they've been jumping those screens all night. So I suspect we're probably going to see a run.
There's been 3 interceptions in the game. 2 of those by Lee Williams, and 2 of those ran in for touchdowns, pick sixes. And Havasu trying to run the clock out.
Kyle Crow
doing a great job, not only picking up the first down on that run off of left guard, but also taking the ball out to the 30-yard line. Nice job by number 3, Kyle Crow.
Yeah, he trucked a guy at the end of that run, too. That's quite impressive.
Okay. Going to bring up first down and 10, clock under 20 seconds.
Oh,
and
good
jump, looks to throw the ball. He's got a man open on the near side of the field. Got to gain a couple of yards after that.
He almost threw it right away, and he held it in, and I'm glad he did because Lee Williams' defensive back jumped that play.
Yeah, Cecina, the receiver, and good defense by the Lee Williams Volunteers. They coming down and crashing on that reception. That's going to bring up second down and 8. Ball's going to be handed off to Kyle Crow again. He's looking to make some ground and still fighting for some yardage, but there's nothing there. And that's going to wrap it up. The first half comes to a conclusion at Lee Bart Stadium, Bill.
Havasu trailing 21-14.
We'll talk about the first half when we come back in halftime. Once again, Perfection to Detail is our sponsor.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Volcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
Havasu Pest Control is proud to introduce our newest team member. Say hi, Dylan. Dylan is our highly trained and certified bed bug detection dog. In less than 2 minutes, Dylan here can detect the presence of bed bugs with an astonishing 90% accuracy. Our thermal eradication treatment is incredibly effective without costly furnishing replacement. Call us and get to know Dylan, another one of the good guys at Havasu Pest Control. 855-1054.
Sparky, I'm home.
The smell of canine halitosis permeates the air.
Sparky, what did you get into?
Sparky barks.
Your breath is incredulously grievous. It's in a cut above grooming day today.
If you have a Sparky or other related type of animal suffering from bad breath, matted fur, tick infestation, wood floor destroying flaws, or any other less than desirable condition, seek the cut above grooming. Dirt cheap approach. A cut above grooming is your number one affordable resource to a clean and happy Sparky. A cut above grooming. Main Street, Havasu.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Bradley Ford is driven by excellence, and we're dedicated to you. Hey, this is Robert Patch, General Manager of Bradley Ford. We offer a wide selection of new and used quality vehicles, including popular models like the Ford F-150, Bronco, Explorer, Escape, Expedition, and Mustang. And now we have more to choose from than ever before. Our highly trained service providers at Bradley Ford believe in building lasting relationships with their customers. See us in person or visit BradleyFord.com.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you. Choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time. Your college. Mojave College.
Ladies and gentlemen, your Fighting Knights are polishing up for the second half, and we're detailing exactly what just went down in the first. It's time for the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime here from Lee Barnes Stadium. KNTR Sports, 980 AM with tonight's broadcast, along with streaming on KNTRSports.com. You can check out our full schedule of upcoming games coming this weekend. We got college football, we got the NFL, we got the Diamondbacks. A lot of things happening this time of the year.
It's a beautiful time of the year.
Right, and speaking of the NFL, a quick update for you with just 1:56 to go in the game. The Packers have the ball. They lead the Commanders by a score of 27-18. And right now it's a 4th and 11 for the Packers at their own 47-yard line. So looks like Washington will get the ball back, but they're down by 9, and I don't know of any 9-point plays in the NFL.
I've not found one lately, but, you know, Jerry might make one.
You just don't know, right? NCAA football, the only one on tap tonight. It was a final. Wake Forest, they go to 2-1 after the loss to North Carolina State tonight. North Carolina State at 3-0. The final score 34-24.
Yeah, NC State might be a surprise in the ACC this year.
Yeah, we got to see what's going on with the ASU Sun Devils. They lost to what I thought was a really good Mississippi team, and they're nowhere to be found in the top 25 after, I think, being ranked number 12 in the nation.
Agreed. I was a little shocked by that.
So we'll see if ASU gets to bounce back a little bit. U of A, they're undefeated.
Yes.
2-0.
That's great wins, but wins nonetheless.
That's right. It's in the right column.
There you go.
So we'll see what's going to happen at the end of this game. Will be interesting because Lee Williams right now with a 21-14 lead. They are 2-0 coming into tonight's game. Havasu 1-1. And your observations, a lot of exciting plays in the first half of this game. And the turnovers, obviously, the big difference for the Lee Williams Volunteers at this point, because they were able to capitalize on 2 pick sixes.
Yeah, and we are going to have to figure out, our defense is going to have to figure out how to slow down Mr. Weiss. He's been running wild on us tonight. We got to make sure he contain him. Don't let him get those big runs. The 15, 20-plus yard runs are really killing us. And stay away from the pre-snap penalties on both sides of the ball. We had a couple of offsides that hurt us, gave them an extra down, gave them a first down on one of the plays, and then took us out of our momentum when we were moving the ball. We had a false start that set us behind the chains, and we weren't able to recover and had to end up running. So,
yeah, and one of the things that we didn't talk about much in the first half is the offensive line of the Knights doing a pretty decent job opening up some holes. Kyle Crow had a couple of good runs, good pass protection,
yep,
in the passing situation. So give kudos to the offensive line so far tonight. And these teams pretty evenly matched, I would say, at this point. And once again, the big difference in the game, the turnovers, and then Lee Williams capitalizing on the pick sixes.
Agreed. And, you know, the 2 turnovers that we had instantly were 12 points. So, I mean, you can't do that, especially the first one really hurt. We were really moving the ball well, had some great momentum and some good rhythm, just kind of blew it up.
Nice crowd on the home side of the stadium, Bill.
Yeah.
For Havasu tonight. And as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Lee Williams doing a great job traveling here to Havasu from Kingman.
Yeah.
We're going to take another break here, halftime, presented by Perfection to Detail, 21-14, the Volunteers over the Knights.
Inside the train testing facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
It's not the biggest car lot. There's no marble showroom, no flashy fountains. But tucked away right here in Havasu, there's a place where dream cars find their drivers, where deals are fair and smiles come standard. Because sometimes, paradise doesn't need to shout. It just hands you the keys. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, where hometown values meet the open road. ParadiseAutoAndTruckCenter.com. Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, proud supporters of the Lake Havasu varsity football team. Go Knights.
Mojave College. The name and look are new. The focus is still on you.
choose from dozens of top-tier academic programs covering arts and sciences, skilled trades, health and public services. There's also corporate and career training, even fun community classes. Mojave College has it all. Big opportunities and real skills that open doors. And soon, bachelor's degrees. It's your time, your college, Mojave College.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Inquire how Amore Pie and More can create custom screen-printed cakes for your end-of-football season celebrations today. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieAndMore.com, next to the Havasu City Library. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go Knights!
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Work commute just got a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Hi, it's Wayne, a Lake Havasu High School alumni with Neat Pool and Supply.
And I'm Selena. Neat Pool is your hot tub headquarters, bringing Lake Havasu the top brand hot tubs and swim spas, Hot Spring, Bullfrog, and Endless Pool.
Neat Pool and Supply is also your one-stop shop for swimming pool supplies, free water analysis, BioGuard chemicals, parts, repairs, and customer service.
Visit us at 52 Scott Drive, located in the heart of Havasu.
Go Knights!
Oh, Sparky, where are you? Oh, dear Lord.
This just in. In what may be one of the most unexpected historical breakthroughs in decades, a Chihuahua named Sparky is being hailed as a hero after discovering the remains of the long-missing labor leader, Jimmy Hoffa. We are joined by the owner. What are your plans?
It's most definitely a cut-above grooming day now.
A cut-above grooming. No matter what your four-legged detective gets into, a cut-above grooming cleans him up dirt cheap. It's a cut-above. Main Street, Havasu.
I'm David Rose. I led our school district to become the first in the nation to eliminate DEI programs so our classrooms focus on education, not politics. Also led the way in making Lake Havasu the first district in America to ban harsh chemicals and food dyes from school lunches because protecting the health of our kids must come first. Now I'm running for the Arizona House to keep fighting for strong schools, parental rights, and Arizona families. I'm David Rose, and I'd be honored to earn your vote. Paid for by David Rose for Arizona.
Welcome back to the Perfection to Detail Halftime Report, bringing you the showroom shine every time.
KNTR 980 AM, KNTRSports.com, streaming, bringing you tonight's matchup between the Fighting Knights of Havasu and the Volunteers of Lee Williams. Right now at halftime, 21-14 in favor of Lee Williams. We're about 11 minutes or so away from the second half kickoff, Bill Beckman. And just an update for you NFL fans out there. The Packers, they win convincingly, 27-18 over the Commanders. So you got Jordan Love on the offense with a lot of weapons and the Micah Parsons trade. I tell you what, Green Bay is smiling right now, and Micah Parsons is happy. He's got a lot of bank going on. Plus, he's proven his worth.
Absolutely, he has.
Immediately.
There is no doubt.
For the Green Bay Packers. So
no
doubt. What a pickup for the Pack.
Yeah. Oh, Jerry's going to rue that day, I think.
Yeah. Well, that's a conversation for another time.
Mr. Greenley.
So all right.
What are you thinking about your Steelers, Mr. Greenley?
I don't actually know yet. I still think that Justin Fields played a really good first game for the Jets, even though they lost by a couple of points to the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, got to give the old man credit. Yeah, I think he got some air on a couple of the passes that he threw. Not a lot of vertical, maybe a couple of inches, but you can see he was jacked up, right?
Yeah.
And you look around the league and you look at some of the quarterbacks that have retired. Obviously, Tom Brady comes to mind. But you look at some of the older quarterbacks around the league. Look at Joe Flacco. yeah. And what he did with the Browns. And nobody, I would think that they would have had that close of a game with the Bengals.
Not a chance.
Right? And they took the Bengals all the way, you know, to the end. And Aaron Rodgers showed a lot of life. You know, these new opportunities, new organizations that you haven't been involved in with before. I think it has a lot to do with how these guys are going to perform. You know, you have to have the offensive line, of course, but you got some quarterbacks that are veterans in the league. Look at Daniel Jones. Whoever thought that he would come out on fire, right? Now, we know it's only been week number one, right? And tonight's game is going into week number two. But it's kind of fun to talk about how things played out in the first games of the season.
Yeah, I mean, it's like you said, what have you done for me lately? And it is early, but there are certainly some intriguing storylines this year.
Yeah, and you know, you have the Arizona Cardinals. Good for them. They go down to New Orleans to win the game. They're going to host the Panthers on Sunday. On paper, the Cardinals should win. They should be 2-0. And this is, I think, a make-or-break season for Kyler Murray.
I agree.
And some other quarterbacks. And look at just some of the quarterbacks around the league and how well they did. Justin Herbert comes to mind, obviously, with the Chargers. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun season. We're going to take our last break of the halftime festivities, and we'll be back with the kickoff here shortly on KNTR Sports.
Salmon's Air Conditioning dominates in saving residents thousands in heating, cooling, replacement, and repairs. Up to $900 in Unisource utility rebates are available for you right now. With Salmon's Air Conditioning, expect superior assistance and quality with their maintenance plan. Receive priority service, parts, exclusivity, special discounts, and all for only $160 a year. Make the switch to Salmon's before your AC switches to broken and unavailable for repair. Visit salmonsac.com today.
Anderson Power Sports Group has served Mojave and La Paz counties in Northwest Arizona since 2022. We have the following manufacturers: Polaris, Can-Am, Sea-Doo, Yamaha, Honda, Kawasaki, Godfrey Pontoon Boats, Bennington, and Mercury. Visit our website at AndersonPowerSportsAZ.com. We take pride in exceeding customer expectations, commitment to integrity, and community engagement through charitable acts and volunteerism. We are committed to supporting local organizations and youth sports. Go Fighting Knights!
Gear Up Motorsports doesn't just sell bikes. They live them, breathe them, bleed them. Pre-owned, hand-picked, battle-tested. Every ride passes their 31-point inspection or it doesn't make the floor. Parts, Gear Up. If it bolts, clips, or roars, Gear Up can order it, stock it, and put it on. Factory-trained techs will keep your machine riding tight. Phones and questions answered. The road starts here, not at some chain lot. GearUpMotorcycles.com. Havasu Community Proud. Let's go Knights.
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights! We'll be right back.
Nestled between Parker and Havasu, the Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort is beloved by travelers, adored by locals, where everyday life melts into something extraordinary. From a romantic evening under the stars or a well-earned break from routine, the Springs Dining offers a menu and setting worth savoring. Enjoy a dockside lunch, cocktails in the lounge, or hold your event in the Oasis Room. When you're craving comfort, spice, or something fresh off the grill, your perfect plate awaits. Reserve now at HavasuSprings.com.
Oh, my glory. Do you smell that?
Oh, that's the triple berry pie. I mean, apple. No, no, wait. That has to be the quiche. Oh, I can't figure it out. But it all smells like cinnamon, butter, and a hug from your grandma.
You figure out their little secret ingredient, though?
Yeah, it's love. And a whole lot of butter. They don't call it Amore Pie for nothing.
Amore Pie and More. Every recipe starts and ends with something you can't find in stores. Love. Amore Pie and More. Lake Havasu. New Amore Pie and More.com.
Okay, Bill, we're about a minute and a half away from the second half kickoff. The Knights are back down on the field, but
here comes Lee Williams now. They're breaking the fence.
There we go. We see them coming down on the field, too. 21-14 is our score, and both teams have had their moments. A couple of turnovers that were costly for the Fighting Knights, and the Volunteers definitely capitalized on those turnovers. Havasu was able to move the ball pretty decently in the first half.
Yep.
Some good defensive stance by the Knights defense. And the same could be said for Lee Williams, and I know we mentioned this, and we have to just mention again, right now these teams are really evenly matched, and you can't necessarily go by wins and losses, especially early on in the season. Havasu, they did a great job at NAU. They were the home team against Gila Ridge, came out with the win there a couple weeks ago, and then they played the Golden Shovel game, the big rivalry game between Mojave High School and Havasu here at Lee Barnes Stadium last week, and they fell short of that. And the shovel is still up in Bullhead City. And now they bring in Lee Williams, and if you go back over the past few seasons, Lee Williams has kind of had Havasu's number.
They have.
And they always come out with a strong football team, and this one is no different. And if you were to look at the score, and it's a close game, don't get me wrong, but man, oh man, the tide could be turned if those pick sixes didn't occur.
Yeah, I mean, we'd have a 7-point lead. You can look at it that way. So I'm just curious where our referees are. They must have went on a dinner break or something. I don't see them anywhere near the field. And the horn has sounded. So let's go, Mr. Referee. Time to play ball.
All right. So now Lee Williams back on the field. They are going through their stretching exercises.
Yeah. They added a few more minutes on the clock for these referees. But again, I don't see them anywhere near the field.
Okay. Hey, I want to talk about some of our sponsors, and we're going to run down the list for you. And once again, this wouldn't be possible without some of these folks we're going to mention. We're going to talk about River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Tool and Supply, Have a Style Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More.
Ooh.
Amore, right?
Amore Pie, yeah.
Amore Pie and More.
Ooh, that's good.
That sounds good to you, Bill?
It does.
You don't need to be going there, Bill.
I do not need to be going there, but I would like to go there.
Blue River Gyms, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air Conditioning. They've been a big supporter of Fighting Knights football for a number of years. Perfection to Detail, our halftime sponsor. We mentioned David Rose for Arizona House, and David Rose for Arizona is his campaign name and his website if you're interested. Mojave College and Havasu Pest Control. Just some of the folks that we wanted to talk about briefly here before we're getting ready for our second half kickoff.
Wow.
Yeah, there you go. We'll get into some more details on our sponsors as the second half progresses. So Havasu now will kick the ball off. Lee Williams, they won the coin toss. They deferred. So now they're going to get the ball to start off the second half.
Which makes that late second half turnover huge.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So the kicking team for the Fighting Knights takes the field. And we're going to get underway here momentarily for the second half of action between the Volunteers and the Knights from Lee Barnes Stadium. It's a beautiful night for football, Bill. There is no wind, absolutely no wind whatsoever this evening.
Which is a beautiful thing here because it can certainly be, it can certainly churn up the winds here. Blow the dust around a little bit.
Yeah, the current temperature is 89 degrees.
It's a very pleasant evening for Havasu night.
There's been plenty of times over the years that we've had to delay a start of a game in September because of the heat. And
even into October.
Yeah, not so much right now. It's great football weather for this time of the year here in Lake Havasu City. All right. The receiving team is out for Lee Williams. And we're just about to start the second half. 21-14 is our score. Ibarra is ready to boot it off, and here we go. High kick, but short. Bounces at the 25, picked up at the 23-yard line. And,
uh-oh.
Oh, there you go. There's the speed. What did it? It's
Lee,
over.
Lice.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Lucas Lice. He fields the ball, and he runs it back.
Oh, there is a flag down.
Now there's a flag on the field, and it looks like it possibly can be against Lee Williams, and I think it is. And Mr. Lice did a backwards flip in the end zone.
I did not. I missed that. So I was paying attention to the flag.
When's the last time you did a backwards flip?
Probably toddler, maybe.
Not on purpose, right?
No. I'm pretty sure there was a swing involved and some bloody nose to me.
All right, the penalty is going to be on Lee Williams. And I think Havasu, are they going to elect to kick the ball again?
I don't know that that'd be their best decision.
I don't think so.
Yeah, because it'll put the ball right at the Lee Williams 25-yard line. I don't know why you would re-kick it. The chances of you pinning them back in,
yeah,
back that far all night. So
yeah, you're going to take the penalty, and that's going to move the ball out of the end zone, obviously, so no touchdown. And I think you're going to spot it. It looks like right about the 35-yard line.
But they haven't marked the penalty off yet.
They haven't marked it off yet. Oh, there we go. Now.
Yeah,
okay, so that
five.
So the flag was at the 35, so now back to the 25-yard line. There you go. Okay. So a big scare if you're a Havasu Knights fan.
Oh,
you're not happy at all if you're a Volunteer fan because the penalty negated the run back, the kickoff return for a touchdown of 75 yards. And now the ball is spotted at the 17-yard line.
Yeah, so it was a 15-yard penalty.
When the referees first indicated, I saw illegal use of the hands.
Yeah.
Is the first penalty I saw.
It wouldn't be 15 yards.
So that's a 15-yard.
I think he had his arms outstretched. I think that's it. Indicate the unsportsmanlike, so I might have looked off after he got the penalty.
Quinn looking to throw the ball. He's under pressure. He's going to run it. He's across the 20 to the 1-yard line. So he picks up 3 yards on the busted play. Nice job by the Havasu defense putting pressure on the quarterback.
77 was in there and had him. He's a little frustrated right now, hopping up and down. He wanted that sack. Would have been about a 9-yard loss. He was in there in a hurry.
It's going to bring up second down and long. Brendan Trejo was the Knights defender getting the pressure on Quinn. Second and seven now from the Volunteer 23-yard line. Twins to the right, Twins to the left. Quinn gets the snap, and there he is, number one, the ball carrier for the Volunteers, and he's bottled up rather quickly. Good job by the Havasu defensive line.
He's still able to fight forward, though, get a little bit of yard.
It like he doesn't go down easy.
No, he reminds me of, Depenick. He was
Isaac?
Isaac, yeah.
Yes, yep.
He was hard to bring down, too.
Third and five, big play for the Volunteer offense and a nice defense. And it's going to be a first down on the passing catch. So the ball goes out to the 30, 31-yard line, and that's sliced again. Number one doing a lot of the work offensively for the Volunteers.
The heavy load tonight for sure.
Yeah, not only running the ball, but he's been on a couple of catches, too.
Yeah, he had the interception, too.
And he had a near 75-yard kickoff. But
he'll be tired tomorrow.
by penalties. So, anyway, first and 10 now for Lee Williams. Shotgun formation. And the ball up the middle. Some good downfield blocking by the offensive line of the Volunteers.
Yeah, they're coming off the ball really well. They're reaching our second interior. They're into our linebackers, those linemen are. So they're putting up some pretty good holes for the running back to run through.
Owen Merrill, number 98, in on a stop, Bill, doing a good job for the Knights.
Yep.
Second and five now for the Volunteers. Two receivers to Quinn's left, two to his right. Drops back to pass. Got a man open on the far side of the field, and guess who? Number one, Lucas Leif. And that's going to be enough for a first down. Move the chains. It seems like Lee Williams, and we haven't seen Havasu on offense yet in the second half, but right now it seems like Lee Williams is coming out with a pretty definitive game plan.
Yeah, they're
short passes. Nothing deep.
Short, quick.
Right. Get rid of the ball.
And pretty much everything's coming off of play action, so they're keeping the defense honest by, you know, faking the run.
Quinn, number 13, the quarterback for the Volunteer shotgun formation. And we have whistles from the get-go. So the penalty is going to back up the Volunteers 5 yards. It'll be first down and 15 now for Lee Williams.9:33 to go here in the third quarter from Lee Barnes Stadium. Havasu down by a score of 21-14.
Need to stop here.
First and 15, Quinn gets the snap. Screen pass to the near side of the field as Quinn is drilled. So is the receiver, number 7. Oh, man, he was lit up. Bryson Bond brought the ball in for the night for the Volunteer.
He was asked and given, met him, and said, not so fast.
There were two hard hits by the night defense. On the quarterback and the receiver. No flags on the play. They were really, really timely hits by the Knights defense.
Yeah. Clean, like you said, get their head out of that play. It tends to hurt the defensive player as much, if not more, than it does the offensive player. So.
Second and 11, 8:45 to go in the third. Quinn gets the snap, rolls to his left. Now he's going to take the ball and run. Inside the 50 down to the 47-yard line. And he's going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards, Bill. So now it's decision time from Lee Williams.
You know, as well as they've been running the ball, I think you're going to go give it to Lice, get him going north and south in a hurry. And yeah, they're chatting in the backfield there.
All right, here we go. Quinn in the gun.
Nothing cheap here, boys. Can't give him a free one.
Third and three. And a little out route. And he's caught
be on the
near sideline. And, yeah, they're going to give him the first down.
I tell you what, that's a headsy call to make that quick pass because Havasu was coming for the run. They were not going to allow Lice to get that first down. They were crowding the line of scrimmage, so that quick pass was very effective.
Yeah, Jacob Landendinger, the receiver for Lee Williams, picking up the first down. So the ball now at the Havasu 43-yard line, 7:56 to go here in the third.
And don't overlook the fact that's a good route. He picked up the first down, turned, sat down, and let the...
That's what he needed to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Quinn hands the ball off, and Havasu doing a wonderful job up front. Big number 72 on the stop for the Fighting Knightsville, doing a great job. And that's Gomez.
Yeah.
And he does a great job just forcing the ball, the ball carrier, to go down immediately. I mean, there was nowhere for Lice to run.
None. And that's a big man that you're running into.
Second and 11 on the one-yard loss. Quinn gets the snap, looks to his left, under pressure, and a nice quarterback sack. Five, and a nice defense.
12 and 98, met at the quarterback there. That would be Luke Johnson and Owen Merrill with the sack. But that was, that really, you have to give the entire defensive line. They're in the backfield in a hurry and contained him in the pocket, didn't let him sneak out, and they were able to bring him down for a loss.
Yeah, a big loss, a sack of 6 yards. That brings up third down and 17 now for the Volunteers.
Keep it in front of you, boys. Don't let them get behind you.
Quinn gets the snap, rolls to his left, and he's under pressure again. And this time, it's a sack all the way back to the Volunteer 39-yard line. And right now, the Havasu defense in control of this game going into the third quarter. I mean,
winding
them
up.
Outstanding defense.
Winding up. And they're good. You can see they made some adjustments at halftime, and they're really starting to take it to them now.
Yeah, a lot more pressure coming in on the quarterback.
Send
from their
the
linebackers.
Yep,
exactly. Exactly. Okay. Fourth and 25, Lee Williams to punt the ball. Slummer got a leg. High punt. And the fair catch taken.
Oh, you can't do that.
And you cannot do that. Number 15 yards after the fair catch, you cannot
touch him.
Touch.
Yeah, he went to grab the ball out of his hand.
You cannot touch anybody that caught the 15.
That'll put him up, what, at the 40-yard line?
Close to it, yeah. One of those mental mistakes that
you just can't make.
You can't make those. You know that you can't do that. It's taught to you from the get-go. Fair catch, hands off. And it wasn't like it was something that was an indication of a late fair catch.
No.
I mean, it was all the way. I mean, he signaled fair catch pretty much from the get-go when the ball was punted.
Yeah, he reached in to be cute and try and knock it away from him, and that's just that's not a heads-up play by the defensive player.
All right, Havasu on offense, first and 10 from their own 40-yard line. Kyle Crow, the ball carrier, up the middle. Gains a couple of yards. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter. Havasu trailing 21-14. And on the offensive prowl right now.
Steve, you've been playing this with Thesaurus, haven't you?
I can't even spell the word. I don't understand what it means.
Man, I miss you.
It's going to be jumped, rolling to his left. There's a flag on the play. And
oh.
nice completion out across the field all the way down to the 35-yard line. Number 15 for the Fighting Knights, Cohen Taylor, doing a great job on the catch and run.
And it's not going to matter.
Yeah, I think this is coming back, too. The whistle was blown rather quickly once the ball was snapped, and that usually is not a good indication for the offense.
Nope. Yeah, early flags are usually on the offense.
You know, it's part of the game, right? Especially on just about every level, and it's frustrating.
It is.
It's frustrating for the players, you know, the coaching staff, the fans, people that are calling the game. You know, you just sometimes have to hold your water, especially in a situation where, you know, you're trying to come back, and those penalties, they add up after, you know, a course of time, and that 10 yards, you know, puts them back now at their own 31-yard line.
Yeah, second and 20.
Yeah. Not a difference, right?
Not a lot of plays for that. And you were moving the ball. You had some momentum. You had a big snap.
Chump gets the snap. And it's a flea flicker and incomplete pass. And Kyle Crow did not complete the pass out. I think the intended receiver, it looks like, Bill, is number 14 for the Knights. Carter Devitt. On the far side of the field, ball was a little bit underthrown.
Yeah, they were on that play in a hurry. The D-back was collapsing on the screen pass, backwards lateral, whatever you want to call it.
And it's going to be 3rd and 18. Jump rolls to his left, has a man open, and it's going to be number 12. Luke Johnson pushed out of bounds at the 47-yard line. He's going to be short from about 4 yards, Bill. And, well, I tell you what, you hear the people on the stands, the home crowd saying, go for it. I don't think you need to encourage Coach Thompson in these situations. He has been known to go for fourth downs and,
you know what?
Over his career, and right now they decided not to go for it. I agree with this. I do. It's too close of a game.
You had a big stop on the last set of downs, so.
And Jump's got a good leg. High snap. Brings it down. Punts the ball high to the far side of the field. And it's going to take a nice bounce, and it's going to wind up right at the 25-yard line. So, nice punt by Halo Jump. Good call by the coaching staff. Your defense is playing really good right now.
Yep.
And get them back out on the field and try to get the ball back into the offensive hands here in a short matter of time. 4:35 to go in the third. You got plenty of time left in this ball game to try to score and you can possibly go ahead.
Yes. Spin that momentum back again. You know, it's kind of a little bit of a back and forth so far this second half. Defenses on both sides are stepping up, so clean up the mistakes. And if we get a negative player too, and let's get the ball back.
All righty. Havasu's defense did a great job in the last series. Let's see what they could do this time around. Quinn in the gun, motion to his right. He's going to hand the ball off to number one.
Shockey.
Lucas Light has had a pretty good game tonight. For Lee Williams, no gain on the play whatsoever. Good job by the Knights. Defensive.
Warming defense.
Yeah, absolutely. And the adjustments that were made at halftime, really working out for the defense of the Knights right now.
To be perfectly honest, I can't figure out what they're doing differently, but it is working, whatever it is.
I think it's a little bit more activity from the linebackers. I think they're moving up a little bit and shooting the gaps, and I think that's helped quite a bit. And the defensive pressure.
Double. Nice ball.
Not only is it double recovery,
he's
nice. And number
72,
he's all pumped up.
72 caused the fumble, and number 8, Ethan Adler, was on the recovery.
Yeah.
I remember those players talking about 72
coming across the field. He was all excited. And why wouldn't you be getting involved in that fumble and recovery? And now the Knights offense, you're back out on the field, and they're going to be in good position at the Lee Williams 20-yard line. And that was Shane Miranda doing a great job helping out with the sack and the fumble recovery along with Adler. So, Havasu.
That punt call sure is looking a lot smarter now.
Yeah, right? Once again, you got to go with what's got momentum, and it's your defense at this time. And Kyle Crow trying to gain a yard. And speaking of defenses, Lee Williams, they stuff him at the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. He was touched 5 yards back in the backfield and was able to get back to real close to the original line of scrimmage. So good job from him for that, but boy, they were in the backfield all the way across the defensive line there.
Clock moving down to just over 3 minutes to go here in the third. Lee Williams, 21-14, no scoring so far in the second half. It's going to be Halo jump number 10 in the gun, Kyle Crow to his right, and a fake to Crow. Halo jump rolls up to his right, got a man. Down by the end zone, overthrown, incomplete. It would have been out of bounds anyway.
You gotta put it in the field of play if you want your receiver to have a chance at that. So
it was a shot.
It was, and I don't hate the call. That, you know, big loss of it, or not a big loss, small loss, but a negative play on first down. Take a shot at second. They probably weren't anticipating that.
Third down now for Havasu. The ball at the 21-yard line.
Oh,
Lee Williams. Oh, we got a lot of movement going on.
That's going to be
offside on the defense.
Yep. Yep, offside. That's what they said, 5-3.
So, you have a third and long, and now you have a third and manageable.
Yep. I think he's cheating on this team.
2:57 to go in the third. Jumping the gun, gets the snap, and whistles. I think it's going to be on Havasu now. So
back to the original.
Let's give him back that 5 yards. Ball start against the Knights.
That hurt. That hurts.
So with the whistle, the clock stops at 2:54 to go in the third. Havasu looking to get the call in from the sideline. Comes in, jumps in the gun. He's got three receivers to his left. Kyle Crow in the backfield. Got motion. Fake. He's under pressure. Throws the ball deep into the end zone.
Oh, that's a flag. Oh, wow.
Oh.
Wow.
Broken up in the end zone.
Wow.
And you know what?
I'm going to give him a benefit of the doubt because we're all the way on the other side of the field, but it sure looked like he might have made contact a little bit early. And I think if you're Thompson, you got to go for this. I don't think your field goal kicker has a 35-yarder in him, 37-yarder in him, and you're not going to punt it, so give it a shot.
Here we go. Fourth and five. Jump under pressure again, and he's hit as he throws the ball. And guess who? Under pressure, go back to
Mr. Light. That kid's going to get some next level offers. I still like the call. I like the fact that they went for it. I'm okay with that. Defense got to step up again. Pick up your offense.
So the defense which has been stellar for the Knights here in the second half, back out on the field. It's first and 10 for Lee Williams from their own 20-yard line, and the handoff over left tackle. Lucas Rice once again carrying the ball.
The kid's got to have well over 200 all-purpose yards tonight. Easy. Had a couple of, what, 45-yard runs? Pretty consistently getting seven and more on the run.
Yeah, he's been able to accumulate a lot of yardage tonight. And also, you got to count, you know, I got to put in his defensive play too, which has been really good. Okay, once again, Rice, the ball carrier, he's across the 33, out to the 35-yard line. That's going to pick up a first down for Lee Williams. So it's going to be first and 10. They mark the ball at the Volunteer 36.
Defense needs a negative play. Turn the momentum around. They've come out and run the ball three times. Two first downs. And if you're Lee Williams, you want to eat up this clock. You want to make this a long, sustained drive, mostly on the ground. Keep that clock running.
Quinn. And the gun. Oh, there's the interception. And picked up. So the throw is staying incomplete.
Oh, my God. That was clearly a forward pass. Yeah, that was clearly a forward pass. Come on, people. Settle down. But that 24 for Havasu blew that up. Tristan Andrade. That ball touched the receiver's hands, and I mean, he lit him up. He was able to knock that ball free. Going to bring up second down and 10 for the Lee Williams Volunteers at their own 36-yard line.
And it's a run again up the middle. Lucas Weiss, the ball carrier, once again.
Havasu.
Now we got a flag.
Yeah.
And that was a huge flop.
It was, but you can't do that. You can't extend your arms and shove a guy after the play is clearly over. Not a smart play by number nine on the Havasu.
No.
He's going to go over and have a little chat with Mr. Thompson, I'm sure. Ian Taka is probably going to meet the ire of the coaches. It's going to be second down and long, and now it's first and 10 on the right side of the field, just the 46-yard line.
Yeah, there you go. It's going to be marching down inside Havasu territory to the 46-yard line. Here we go. Volunteers first and 10, just over a minute to go here in the third. And it's going to be Rice number one again. The ball carrier and Havasu's defense did
a great job
corralling the runner. And it's probably no gain. I mean, he was running, you know, left to right.
Laterally.
Laterally. You know, he's going east and west, not north and south. And no gain on that. Good job by the Havasu defense.
Yeah, spread him all the way to the sideline. Nowhere to go. Could not cover up. Good pursuit by the interior line. Good job defensively. Get him! Going to pick up their go-ahead play and get a stop here. I feel good about this, Steve.
Second and 10. Ball at the Knights 46-yard line. Clock moving down to 12 seconds to go here in the third. And Quinn goes back to pass. And
intercepted.
Oh, he had it in his hand. And then the ball came out. Oh, Trevor Thompson.
Yeah.
His older brother, Tyler.
Yeah.
But Trevor Thompson had the ball in his hand, and it just came out. I mean, it was going towards the ground, and Trevor did a good job to get underneath the ball, but couldn't hang on to it. Third and ten. 7 seconds to go here in the third. And it's going to be Quinn in the gun at the 50. And it's going to be number one, Leister again. Leister again with the carry. And there is no gain whatsoever on that. That's going to wrap it up for the third quarter. Our score going into the final quarter, 21-14,
Lee Williams over half. Where did he go? Sparky, get over here.
Tired of chasing your furry friend, trying to trim those overgrown nails? Dog's coat resemble a wild jungle rather than a sleek fur coat? Your furry buddy in cahoots with the raccoons rummaging through the city trash? Bring it all to a Cut Above Grooming. Dirty dogs done dirt cheap. And the smelly cats, too. From teacup to woolly mammoth, a Cut Above does it all. Bath time, nail time, teeth brushing, flea and tick. It's a Cut Above, Main Street, Lake Havasu.
Action Sports is stocked and ready. All board shorts and bikinis are buy one, get one 50% off, and you can mix and match. Ruka, Dixon, Fulcom, Fast House, Allegiance, and more. We have a full stock of Yeti and AO coolers. Action Sports is your water sports headquarters, carrying towables, wake surfs, and life jackets for the whole family. That's Action Sports, and we're right up from the London Bridge, and we're open at 9 a.m. daily, and we are a proud supporter of the Lake Havasu Fighting Knights.
The fourth quarter just about to start here from Lee Barnes Stadium. KNTR Sports and 980 AM bringing you tonight's matchup between Lee Williams and Lake Havasu, the Knights and the Volunteers.
It's become a second half of defensive
strength. It has. It is amazing really how things have changed from the first half. Even though the defense on both teams had turnovers go their way. This second half of football, the defenses have done an outstanding job on both teams.
Absolutely.
Here we go. It's going to be fourth and 10, a punting situation for Lee Williams. And the punt. Gosh, nice punt.
Yeah.
Inside the
coffin corner.
20. They're coming out a lot further than I thought they were. But it's going to be marked at the 18-yard line. So, well, we're doing a great job once again for Lee Williams in the kicking game. Nice punt. And Havasu will take over for
and yeah, I'm telling you, I think that sideline judge needs a new quarterback. I think he's a little deeper than that.
We have a pretty good vantage point from where we're sitting. I thought it was closer down to the 14-15-yard line.
I agree.
But nobody cares what we do.
They have not asked me lately, for sure.
Not lately?
Not lately.
Yeah.
I have not gotten any phone calls or texts or nothing. They have no part of Bill's opinion.
Okay, here we go. The Knights now on offense, first and 10 from their own 18-yard line. And ooh. Kyle Crow is the ball carrier. And the Volunteers stuffed the line of scrimmage, no gain.
He did a good job of avoiding the first tackler that kind of got into the backfield. He kind of scooped his head up from underneath him and got around him, but still no gain.
Second down, 10. Trips to Halo jumps right. He's going to go for a pass, and the intended receiver could not hang on to the ball for Havasu. It was nice defense by the Volunteers.
Yeah, Cole. Susanna? Susina?
Susina.
Yeah. I forgot what we decided on.
Yeah. You know, when you first look at it, I believe his dad's a local policeman here in Havasu. You kind of look at it, and the first thing is like an airplane, Cessna, right? But no, it's not. Susina. So I'm told.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay, here we go. Third and 10. Jump under pressure. and he avoids the sack, looking to throw the ball. He's it downfield, incomplete pass. Nobody in the area. And that's going to bring up a 4th and 10 in the 4th unit coming out for the night.
The defenses have stepped up in the second half, boys and girls. There was points galore in the first half, 21-14, but there's not enough sniffing it.
Both pitchers are pitching a shutout here in the second half. I mean, it's been a back-and-forth battle. And the defensive teams have prevailed so far here in the second half. Halo Jump is the punter for the Knights. He's standing at his own 5-yard line. And he gets the punt off. It's a deep punt. And it takes the Knights roll. It's at the 40. And it's going to be down inside the 30 at the 27-yard line.
Gentlemen,
so
he kicked
a nice
that.
Net gain on that punt.
He kicked that ball from his 10-yard line. That is a heck of a bomb there.
Yeah, you got to think about it. I mean, the net roll and everything is over 60 yards, about 60 yards. So good job by Halo Jump.
40-63, actually.
Yeah, I can see that. I ran out of toes and things. I knew it was around 60. I was just throwing it out there.
Well, we got 23 on this side of the 50 and then 40 on that side, so I just added to it, probably 66.
You know, that's one of the great things about radio. You can be really kind of like in the ballpark. Nobody knows.
Hand grenades and horseshoes, right?
Right. Close enough. Okay, 11:03 here to go in the game. Lee Williams with the football, leading by a score of 21-14. It's 1st and 10 from the Volunteers' own 27-yard line. Morgan Quinn, number 13, in the gun, and I think there's been a delay because they had to move the chains.
Yeah, they're trying to get the sideline guns back in the playground.
Here we go. All right, here we go. 1st and 10, 27-yard line for the Volunteers. Quinn in the gun, gets the snap, hands it off to number one.
Nice ball.
It was nice, and he tossed it up at the 30. Get the recovery, Bill.
Yeah, Tristan Andrade, right place, right time. That ball was knocked out by one of the interior linemen, and then we'll drive into Andre. That is a huge turnover. That is going to put the Knights plus one in the turnover game. So let's see if we can get our offense rolling. 31 yards to the end zone. Let's go, boys. You know, we can dial that
on every level of football, right? High school, college, pros. Were a running back or a receiver, they don't want to go down. They want to get the extra yardage. The ball is kind of hanging there. And kudos to the Havasu Knights defense and Andrade knocking that ball away.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, back on the field, the Havasu offense. Jump in the gun. Volunteer 35. He's going to hand it off to Kyle Crow, and there is nowhere for number 3 to go. It's going to bring up 2nd down and 10.
Again, Lee Williams has been in our backfield a lot this second half, especially. Knights are going to have to shore up that offensive line a little bit, give them just another second or two to try and get some momentum going.
Clock moving down to under 10 and a half minutes to go in the game. Lee Williams up by 7. Jump, fakes the throw to the right. Got a man down towards the end zone. And he has hung on to it.
1 yard line.
Oh, my gosh. Christ, Jack. Number 14, bring the ball in.
Under 7.
Double coverage.
And he went up and got it.
He did go up. And he came down with the ball, and I thought he crossed the plane, but the refs are going to mark him at the 1-yard line. So it is going to be 1st and goal. A bad snap.
Oh, it's going to turn that game.
It's going to be okay because he's
unbelievable.
sprinted at 10 yards after he took it up for the touchdown. And he outrun Mr. Wright, who's been
the speedster on the field all night. Rice was in the backfield in a hurry, and he got picked up the high snap, grabbed it up, and ran to the corner of the end zone.
So Havasu capitalizing on the turnover, wonderful catch at the 1 yard line, and now for the extra point to try to tie this up. That snap, kick is up and it's good though. Good job by the holder.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, 21-21, Bill.
We got a ball game, boys.
10 yards to go.
It's truck month at Bradley Chevrolet. Right now, drive home a new Silverado LD with 2.9 financing for 72 months or save up to $9,500 off MSRP. Plus, get an extra $1,250 in trading assistance. Need something bigger? Our Silverado heavy duties are rolling out with discounts up to $6,250 off. Don't wait. These deals won't last. Visit BradleyChevrolet.com or BradleyChevroletParker.com. Together, let's drive Chevrolet.
License stock number 58656. Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
Havasu's Amore Pie and More is where everything tastes like your best childhood memory. Kimberly and her team are baking up more than just pies. They're baking joy, community, and a little bit of magic into every bite. Come grab something sweet, savory, or perfectly in between, whether it's quiche for breakfast, pie for lunch, or cheesecake, just because there's always room for Amore. Amore Pie and More, where love is in every bite. New AmorePieandMore.com. Proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Let's go.
Ibarra kicks it off low. Picked up
well,
30. And number one, Lucas Light takes it out near the 40. I think we're going to mark it just short. And the Volunteers come out on offense. 21-21 our score. And we talked about how well these teams match up against each other. And the proof is in the pudding. Under 10 minutes to go, we got a tie ball game.
Yeah. It's been a very entertaining game.
It's been a great game.
They cleaned up some of the second half penalties, too. So
Morgan Quinn, number 13, the quarterback for the Volunteers, gets snapped. And it's going to be Rice, number one, the ball carrier. And he doesn't like to go down.
He does not.
And the Knights do a great job of putting him on the So let's call it three. It's going to be second down and seven. The ball at the 41-yard line. Shotgun formation for Quinn. Three receivers to his right. Lice the lone setback. Quinn under pressure. He takes the ball. Well, go. Call him down. He coughed up the ball as soon as he hit the turf. And the Knights sideline, they were hoping for a turnover. Morgan Quinn picks up maybe a yard or two. It's going to be third and five.
Bang, bang play, but the coaches don't seem to be talking too much, so I would say they maybe agree with that.
Yeah, I think his knees were down when he coughed up the ball. So third and five, 8:40 to go in the game, 43-yard line of Lee Williams. The Volunteers have the ball. And, oh, in and out of the hands and almost picked off. Number 14, nice defense by the Knights secondary.
Carter's
been having a good ball game. Both sides of the field.
Yep, absolutely.
On offense and defense. Hey, here comes the punting team. Pete punting team has been pretty busy here in the second half especially.
Yeah. Gonna need some Bengay for that knee.
Lumber number 16, the punter for Lee Williams. He's going to be standing at his own 29-yard line. And Ibarra, the return specialist for the Knights. High snap. It's a fake. And caught in stride. Number 18's got the first down and more. And that's Eli Drybread.
That's got to be illegal man downfield.
And I think Coach Thompson is making his case heard on the fake punt attempt. They're going to give him the first down. And Thompson's giving the referee, the line judge, an earful. And then some. Yeah, I think that Coach Thompson had a pretty good argument, but the refs have not listened to him one bit. It's going to be first down for the Volunteers inside Havasu territory. And there he is, Lice again. And he's going to be a couple yards short of the first down. But you saw that second burst of speed he had getting through the line. And he was able to pick up additional yardage because of that. The ball marked at the 35-yard line of the Fighting Knights. It's going to be second down and 3. Under 8 minutes to go in the game. 21-21 is our score. Lee Williams with the ball. Morgan Quinn sets himself in the gun at the 40-yard line. Two receivers to his right and left. And the Knights defense, they sniff that out, and that's going to be a loss, Bill. Good job by the defense.
Great penetration by 98 on the Knights. Owen Merrill deep in the backfield of the Volunteers to blow that play up, bring them down for a loss.
They're doing a great job getting off the count. They really are.
This is a huge third down here.
They're honing in on that run game right now. Third and it's going to be third and a long 6 for Lee Williams. Clock running down under 7 minutes.
We might see what they think of this young Volunteers kicker's leg here in a minute. Another play.
They need to pick up another 10 yards before they even think about it.
He was kicking them from the 40-yard line at halftime.
That he was. On a tee.
That's true.
Oh, we have whistles. And I don't know.
Delay a game.
Yeah, it's a delay of game. I was thinking maybe there was a timeout coming in from the game. But that wasn't the case. Now you got 3rd and 11. Yeah, why? If you're on the sideline, you're thinking you might want to use one of your timeouts. Right?
I don't weren't paying attention or didn't see
because
there's no
why.
There's no time clock here, so you have to pay attention to the back judges, the timekeeper on that for the 32nd, and he gives them a 5 count with his arm.
Yeah, and if you don't pay attention, somebody would have called a timeout. That's a pretty costly 5-yard penalty right now for Lee Williams. 3rd down, long. Quinn throws the ball, and it's caught in the middle of the field. And I don't know if they're going to keep, have that as a catch or not. It was Lucas Rice.
No, they're giving it incomplete.
It's incomplete after all that.
He's got to take that ball to the ground.
Yeah, he went up high in midfield, and he was surrounded by 3 Knights defenders. He came down with it but was not able to hang on
and
to the ball.
There should be ineligible men downfield, too, because their offensive line.
Their whole offensive line was down.
Well beyond the line of scrimmage. And that is not acceptable.
All right, 6:25 left to go here in the game. The clock has stopped with the
referees trying to figure out what they want to do. There is a flag on the field, but I'm not seeing any indication as to what the call is going to be.
All right. Let's talk about some of the upcoming games for the Fighting Knights. We talked about they're going to be on the road. It's out at Alhambra next week, and we'll have that for you on the radio. It will be Jim Chaney and Paul Lavoie doing that game. So tune in. Kickoff, 7 o'clock, pregame show, right around 6:40, 6:45. And so
they're picking up the flag.
Yeah. Yeah, they're picking up the flag, and what is, okay.
So they, no flag on the play.
Right.
And they're giving them a first down. Okay.
Oh, boy.
That is...
I don't understand. The
referee clearly indicated an incomplete pass.
He did, and now they changed the rule on the field.
The second time that I just changed
his mind. It's going to be first and 10 for the Volunteers, 32-yard line of the Fighting Knights. Clock moving down to 6 minutes to go. And it's going to be Lice. He's going to be corralled. And then he gets away far side of the field. And there's a flag on the play. And he's driven out of bounds inside the 25 to the 24-yard line. Whew. So you have an extremely competitive game. And you have officials changing their minds.
Repeatedly.
Yeah, and right now, it looks like this penalty is going to go against Lee Williams. You have a hold? That's going to back them up 10 yards.
From the spot, though, so it should
be... Yeah, so it's going to be right around...
16.
Yeah, it's going to be right around the 37-yard line of Havasu. Where Lee Williams will now snap the ball. It's going to be first down and about 17, 18 yards for the first down. And Quinn throws the ball. It's incomplete. They can't change their mind on that one, I don't think. Incomplete.
Don't put it past them.
Yeah. Nice play by the Havasu defense. Second down and 18 now for the Volunteers. You know, if you're Lee Williams and you're looking at where you're at on the field and what Havasu has been able to do defensively to keep this game tied, and the same thing can be said for Lee Williams with their defense. They've been both playing really well the second half, but you got to look at the play clock and what's left in the game, and right now you're thinking, okay, how much time do I want to run off this clock before I turn the ball back over to the
our offense hasn't been burning anything up, so I don't think we have too much. I mean, the clock may not be as big a factor in that regard, but I don't think that they're going to... I would be surprised if they didn't run the ball two more times.
And we got 3rd and 17 right now. Yeah. Big play for the Volunteers on offense. 3rd and 17. Quinn.
Ball's out.
Toss it up.
Ball's out.
And it looks like Havasu might have gotten on top of the ball momentarily, but it does... Come up in the hands of a Volunteer. So, yeah, but nice play by the Havasu defense getting the pressure on Quinn. And that's going to bring a fourth down. So, nice job by the defense once again. Punting situation. Ibarra stands at his own 12-yard line. Plummer, the punter, will kick it from his own 43. And the Knights put some pressure on, and this time the punt is going to be fielded inside the 10, across the 10.
Come on.
Barry's got some room on the near sideline.
Nice cut back.
And coming back, and takes the ball inside Volunteer territory to the 30-yard line. Wow, nice job. The punt return. Doing a great job.
Kudos to the number 21 from the Lee Williams Volunteers, DeMarcus Malema. If he did not get that shoestring, he was gone.
Yeah. Yeah, he had one defender to beat, and that was a nice tackle on the sideline. But the Knights, Bill, are a great condition. They're on the Volunteer side of the field. Well, they're going to mark it down by the 45. That's a pretty good spot.
Yeah. Unless he was bouncing on one hand there as he went to the ground.
Yeah. It was hard to tell with all the players on the sideline, but it's going to be first and 10. The Knights, with 4:15 left to go in the game, 21-21 is our score, and the handoff. Nowhere to go for Kyle Crow. Good job by the Volunteers and their defensive front.
That was a very slow development for us. I think we need to get Andrade back in there and get him to maybe come through the hole a little quicker.
Yeah, second and 11, 1 yard loss on the run play for Havasu. Clock under 4 minutes to go in the ball game. 21-21 is our score. There's Andrade. He's in slot formation to the left of Halo Jump, the quarterback. Jump gets the snap, looking downfield, and it's Crow to the near side in an incomplete pass, and that's going to bring up third and 11. Third and 11. You can hear the Havasu faithful cheering their team on. Big third down play.
Huge. I think you don't have to pick it all up because I think you're going to go for it. So get some positive yardage on this play. You don't have to get it all. Don't try and be a hero on this play.
Yeah, with the incomplete pass, the clock stops at 3:32. And down the middle. And
No.
I don't know if it's skip or not. They haven't made the call. There's a flag on the play because I think a referee got bumped into and went to the ground.
They cannot give him the incomplete.
I don't
that
know.
Has got to be an incomplete pass. That ball skipped on.
Nobody
the
has made an indication yet.
They threw the sandbag, right, though.
Yeah, but I don't know. The judge, the referee went down too. And
that is not a catch.
It surely didn't look like one, and they're talking about it right now.
The line judge is calling it a catch.
Oh my gosh, they're going to.
That's ridiculous.
They're going to make it a interception?
That's ridiculous.
It sure does look like. It looks like the Havasu defense is coming out on the field. And the call is an interception.
Yep, they're switching balls.
And then there is a penalty. Was it also? Yeah.
Unsportsmanlike conduct.
It's going to be against Lee Williams. So you got the interception, okay. Then you got the 15-yard penalty. That's going to place the ball at the 20-yard line of Lee Williams.
I'm taking back about what I said about the officiating crew at the beginning of this play. Because this is just embarrassing.
Okay, first and 10, Volunteers. Quinn in the gun at his own 15. And he hands the ball off to number one, Lyston. There's nowhere for him to go on the carry. Havasu defense taking care of the ball runner for no gain. It's going to bring up second down and 10. And the clock now moving down to 3 minutes. So if you're Lee Williams, you're on the road, right? You're 2-0. You got the ball. It's second and 10. Under 3 minutes to go in the game. Are you taking some shots now?
I think you have to. You have to try and get some positive yards because I'm not sure what the overtime rules are in the regular season. I mean, they've changed so many times.
I think that both teams have 3 timeouts. So that's something that they can use too. And Havasu's defense really doing a nice job again stopping the run. And they drive right back. But four games could pick up maybe 3 yards on that. So it's a big third down play coming out, and Coach Thompson does call a timeout. And with that, we'll be back in 30 seconds.
Got a flat tire? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Or can you just have a few hours longer? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Is your car possessed by the spirit of NASCAR and won't stop turning left? Who you gonna call?
Tire Man!
Find your exact tire in seconds at Tire Man of Lake Havasu. Tires that last longer with no hidden charges, out-the-door pricing, wheel alignments, and tire repair done quick. Don't let your day-to-day get in the way of speaking to the Tire Man today. Save a fortune and time. Visit TireManOfLakeHavasu.com.
Okay, welcome back to Lee Barnes Stadium, KNTR Talk, or Sports, rather, 980 AM, also KNTRSports.com for streaming, and it's third down, 7 yards to go for Lee Williams, the ball at the Volunteer 23-yard line. There's 2:28 left to go in the game in regulation. 21-21 is our score. And Quinn is in the gun. He's got three receivers to his right, one to his left, and this ball is going to be underthrown. Incomplete pass. And that brings up fourth down for Quinn.
And Thompson uses another pass. Oh, no, he doesn't have to because it was an incomplete pass. So a stoppage of clock. So 2:23 left.
So the punting unit comes on for Lee Williams, and we've talked about Joshua Plummer throughout the evening. Good leg, big leg.
Yep.
But he's going to be punting from his own 10-yard line. Ibarra, who has returned, oh, nearly blocked, and this is going to be a short punt, and you might well let that thing go out of bounds because you're going to have the ball right about midfield, maybe a yard short. They're going to mark the ball that it went out of bounds at the 49-yard line of Abbott. So the night offense comes out with good field position. It's going to be first down. They got over 2 minutes to go in the game, and I do believe that Thompson has used one timeout in the second half.
One.
So he's got two left.
That is correct.
I can even do that.
3 minus 1 equals 2.
I didn't even need both hands.
I am impressed.
Me too.
But you are wearing flip flops, so I do have 10
points. Hey man, we get all just about comfort, brother. It's all about comfort. All right, just over 2 minutes to go. Havasu's offense out on the field. 21-21. Halo jump. Looking to pass the ball. He's under pressure. He throws the ball deep. He's got a man open. And that's number 14. And he hangs on to the ball.
What a catch. I tell you what, Havasu is starting to get it once again. Coming through for the night. He's had a big day, though.
He has. Both sides of the ball. He has played a great game. That's going to put the ball inside the 15-yard line.
And we're waiting for the chain gang. Kind of moseying along there.
Yeah.
A little bit more pace on that, okay? Okay, the clock starts moving again. We got under 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, our volunteers.
Havasu. Yeah. So are we. Havasu. Has the ball first and 10 at the Volunteer 14-yard line. Minute 40 to go in the game. 21-21 is the score. Halo jump. Gets the ball into the end zone.
Oh,
and there's a lot of contact. That is going to be pass interference on Lee Williams.
Wow.
So the Knights in control right now. They have the ball first down for Havasu. Clock stops at 1:32.
Should be half the distance.
So you want to score as quickly as you can?
Yes.
You kind of want to milk the clock just a little.
You want to score.
You just want to score. I agree with you. I think your defense has been playing outstanding here in the second half especially. So punch it in as quickly as you can. Get your defense out on the field. Hopefully they can hold off on the offensive Lee Williams, and you come out with a victory here tonight. That's if you're a Knights fan.
You want to get it.
If you're a Lee Williams fan, you want the Knights either to turn the ball over or do something that's going to be so bad offensively that they're not able to get into the end zone and possibly hold them. But with first and goal from the 7, I mean, that's going to be a tough chore.
It's not first and goal from 7. It's first and 2 from the 7 because it's a 7-yard penalty.
Oh, it's first and 2. Sorry.
Yeah, half the distance to the goal.
Kyle Crow, and Crow trying to go up the middle.
He's going to have the first down now.
No, let's see what they do. They give it. Yeah, they're moving to change, right?
So
he's a line judge on this side.
Should be first down and goal.
Well, I think you have a timeout on the field. Okay, we're going to keep it right here. But now they're talking about it.
Should be first and goal from the 4-yard.
I'm with you, but they haven't indicated anything.
Yeah, there he goes.
Finally, we get the call. Okay. So it's going to be the Knights with the football. You're going to have it at the Volunteer 4-yard line, first down, and just over a minute to go. Yeah. I wonder why the delay so much. I mean, there was talk between the officials. The timeout was taken by Lee Williams. And then during the timeout, they finally indicate first down.
Yeah.
So, kind of puzzling.
Well, because your pass interference call is half the distance to the goal. It was on the 16-yard line, brings it down to the 8, which gives you a first down and 2 to go. We gain 3 yards. We're now at first and goal from the 4.
Okay. That makes sense. But once again, kind of a head scratcher on why they couldn't make that determination before the timeout. I just don't understand that. So. Yeah, I'm not down on the field, and that's probably a really good thing. Okay, so just a reminder, we'll get through the upcoming games, but Havasu on the road, Hombra High School next Friday night, a week from tomorrow. Here we go. It is Havasu's football at the 4-yard line. Kyle Crow breaks the tackle and dives into the end zone. Are they going to give it to
him? They're not.
I'm going to say he was down. He's down at the 1-yard line. My, oh, my. He had the opportunity, but he reached for the end zone. Ball goes over. And his knees are at the 1-yard line. So another timeout on the field.
Lee Williams called it this time.
37 seconds to go in the game. So you're down there on the field right now during the timeout. You're calling your play. What you gonna do, Billy?
I'm gonna tell my linemen, you gotta win one down, one mano-a-mano, push those guys into the end zone, let our running back score. Although I think it may keep Halo jump.
We're getting some indication from the field to add some time to the clock. So you can hear people saying, add 5 seconds. And it's curious, Bill. I know it's second down, but the scoreboard has it as third down.
Yeah.
But it's second down, a yard to go for the score, and you have right now the clock is showing 45.
37 and 5 is 42 seconds is what it should be at.
I think that's why maybe the delay right now. There you go, 42 seconds remaining. Okay, so here we go. It's second down. 1 yard to go, and it's going to be number 12, the ball carrier.
Touchdown.
And we get a score. There you go. Luke Johnson puts it in the end zone for the 5-9. 7-9.
And I believe that Lee Williams is out of timeouts, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, well,
because they that was third down, correct? Because they called it after the first down.
Right.
Second, and yes, so they should be out of timeouts.
No snap. The extra point attempt is up, and it's good.
Good job by the holder.
28-21 our score. We'll be back with the kickoff.
Facility, our heating and cooling products go through endless torture tests to ensure they can run through anything. And when we say torture, we don't take it lightly. We do drop them, slam them against a wall, shake them, and then expect them to run without an extra decibel in our anechoic sound chamber. Without fail, drop, slam, shake, silence. Drop, slam, shake, silence. And there's no end in sight. We test, so it runs Mercury Air Conditioning and Heating. Call today, 928-854-4101. It's hard to stop a train.
Living in the desert presents some unique challenges, like some pretty unsavory pests taking up residency in your home. The problem is, oftentimes you don't notice them until it's too late. Havasu Pest Control has been inspecting, detecting, and helping to control desert pests in Havasu since 1973. They're state certified to help you maintain a pest and rodent-free environment. So call the good guys at Havasu Pest Control, 855-1054.
Okay, welcome back. Our kickoff with 47 seconds. I don't understand it. Number one, the ball carrier is going to be Lucas Stein. Absolutely kicks. Does a great job. The coverage team drops it down inside the 30, back to the 27-yard line. So you have 33 seconds to go. Havasu out in front by a score of 28-21. Lee Williams with the ball. And I'm with you, Billy. I don't think there's any timeouts left for Lee Williams.
And why you would kick to that man? You know, we had great coverage. But
we did have good coverage. And so we're going to see Lee Williams try to get on the scoreboard with 33 seconds left to go in the game. Quinn's pass, drops back to pass, the ball thrown in the middle, and it is incomplete. And Quinn hits the ground, and so does a Friday night defensive player.
All right. 77, I believe. He's 72.
Yeah, let's see if he's going to be able to get off on his own power.
He's gingering, but there he goes.
Yeah.
He's walking it off.
He's walking it off.
He's not liking it, but he's logging it out.
Yep. And the adrenaline is flowing, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Second down. 29 seconds to go in the game. Lee Williams at their own 27. Quinn rolls to his left, looking to throw the ball. And he's got a man open on the near side. And it's number 8 with the reception. He's going to get the first down. Steps out of bounds to stop the clock with 22 seconds left to go.
First down, here, 22
seconds. Super clock with the reception in that, Billy. Your guy.
Yeah, this is not over. Knights need to keep these guys inside the confines of the field.
Quinn drops back under a lot of pressure. Rolls to his left. He's got some room, and he's going to cross midfield and finally go out of bounds. He's going to be near the 45-yard line. That was a heads-up play by the quarterback for Lee Williams. He didn't see any receivers open. He had some green in front of him. Takes advantage of it. Picks up the first down. Stops the clock by going out.
Yeah. Picking. He's choking. They're chunking their way down this field. There's still there's plenty of time. That was 6 seconds off the clock. I mean,
yeah, the clock now, Bill, at 14 seconds.
Still could have 3 plays left. 2-3 plays at least.
The ball at the 46-yard line of the night. Having two out front, 28-21. And the Davis is getting restless. Win. Three pass to the far side, and it's Lice number one, and he's going to go out of bounds right around the 40-yard line. Got a big game. Take some time off the clock. Now you're down to 7 seconds.
can easily still get two plays. Get, pick up another 10 or 15 yards and then have one heave at the end zone.
It's going to have to be a quick release. Get the ball out of the quarterback. And Quinn stands at the nice 29-yard line. Excuse me, 29-yard line. And it's going to be Havasu timeout. So Havasu takes the timeout.
I don't know if I like that.
We're going to keep it here. I want to thank our sponsors, the Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford, Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag. Appreciate those folks. Savage Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Anderson Auto Group, and Power Sports, Havasu Style Recreation, Tire Man of Lake Havasu, Martin Swanee's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, let's see, we talked about Blue River Gems, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control, Mercury Air, Inspection to Detail, a lot of sponsors, a lot of great businesses in the community that support not only athletics in our community, but education as a whole. We appreciate those folks. Okay, 7 seconds to go. The only thing is they can get off a couple of plays.
I still think they get two plays on.
All right, we'll see. 41-yard line. The ball will be snapped to Quinn. He drops it, and he throws out. And you're right. It's going to be your guy.
Mr. Lutz.
No.
Oh,
no. No, number eight.
Oh, number eight. That is Cooper Cole.
That's right.
All right.
Okay.
So here's your heave to the end zone. Told you. 2 seconds left.
The Hail Mary. High school edition. Ball at the Havasu 28-yard line.
You got to rush the quarterback.
Quinn gets the snap. He's under pressure. He's it downfield. And it's tipped away.
Nice.
Ball game over. Havasu's going to come out on top by a score of 28-21. And, Bill, this is a good win for the Friday night. This is a very, very good Cleveland football team. They came in undefeated. They'll move to 3-1. They'll be 2-1. Tonight, they'll be 2-1. And they did a great job by shutting down the offense of Lee Williams. The turnovers were a big factor in the first half, and both teams did an excellent job in the second half. And I tell you what, 28-21, it was a great ball game.
Luke Johnson with that final back down of the pass. It was a great play.
Yeah, it was a great win for the Friday night. Hey, don't forget, we'll be on the air a week from tomorrow night, the 19th, at Alhambra High School down in Phoenix. And then on the 26th, it's ball game down at Copa High School in Yuma. Then it's back to the Valley on October 3rd at Buckeye Union. And then another road game on October 10th at Deer Valley before they return home the following week. If you're looking for the schedule of our games coming up, please go to KNCRSports.com. Thank you so much for tuning in. On behalf of Bill Beck and Steve Greeley, have yourself a wonderful evening. 28-21, our final. Havasu over Lee Williams.
Dine where the view is just the beginning. The Springs Dining at Havasu Springs Resort invites you to savor an incredible experience. From seared citrus ahi and black and prime rib, Caesar salads to Cajun cream shrimp pasta, hand-cut steaks to coconut shrimp with pineapple mango salsa. Every dish is crafted with care and served lakeside. Comfort spice or something fresh off the grill. Your perfect plate awaits. Visit HavasuSprings.com to reserve your table today. Nestled conveniently between Parker and Havasu, it's Havasu Springs Resort.
A new Whirlpool washer can help you keep up with the laundry. Give your family's clothes a thorough yet gentle cleaning in a 5.3 cubic foot capacity top load washer with a smooth impeller. Plus, elevate your laundry space with a stylish matte black finish and see-through lid. Visit City Maytag to shop today. City Maytag, located at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. Call 928-855-1188. City Maytag, Lake Havasu.
Touchdown! The two words Havasu Fighting Knights fans love to hear. Hi, I'm Tammy with the law offices of Kenneth E. Moyer. Ken not only supports our Fighting Knights, but for over 25 years, he has been an advocate of our communities and practicing law in Mojave County. If you need help with personal injury, auto accidents, wrongful death, bankruptcy, trust, wills, powers of attorney, probate, and business formations, please contact us. Visit us at kenmoyerlaw.com. Now go, Fighting Knights!
Blue River Gems, your hometown jeweler, proudly serving Havasu with heart, hustle, and a little bit of shine. Watch battery changes, glasses frame repair, to hand-cutting custom cabochons like it's an art form, because it is. Blue River Gems, where in-house metal casting and custom creations are crafted with care, right here, not shipped off to who knows where. New jewelry to one-of-a-kind treasures, all with that small-town service that makes a big difference. On McCulloch Boulevard North, Havasu, Blue River Gems, proud supporters of the Havasu Knights. Go Knights!
River Valley Window Company in Havasu invites you to see new possibilities in person. Visit their newly remodeled showroom on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard to see, feel, and imagine what could be in your home. Milgard's new C650 Ultra All Fiberglass Series provides strength and durability that's built to complement any style and withstand any climate. See the potential when you partner with Milgard and River Valley Window Company on the corner of Avalon and Kiowa Boulevard in Havasu and at rvcwco.com.
Every morning, the sun greets you, as reliable as a train heating and cooling system. Well, almost. Because no matter the temperature outside, it's always perfect inside. And when the sun calls it a day, a train system is there to say goodnight. Heating, cooling, and beyond.
Over 52 years and nothing stops Sammons Air Conditioning. Fortunes save for comfortable homes every time. Visit SammonsAC.com, a bookmark worth saving. Sammons Air Conditioning.
It's hard to stop a train.
Thank you for listening to Fighting Knights Football on KNTR Sports 980 AM. This game has been brought to you by Bradley Auto Group, Bradley Ford and Bradley Chevrolet, City Maytag, Salmon's Air Conditioning, Havasu Springs Resort, River Valley Window Company, A Cut Above Grooming, Neat Pool and Supply, Anderson Auto Group and Power Sports, Law Office of Kenneth E. Moyer, Havistyle Recreation, Tireman of Lake Havasu, Martin Swansea's Paradise Auto, Action Sports, Amore Pie and More, Blue River Gems, Gear Up Motorsports, Mercury Air, Perfection to Detail, David Rose for Arizona House, Mojave College, Havasu Pest Control. Let's join our regular programming on KNTR Sports AM FM. Welcome to the team.